Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Grant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lind for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Burns moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Summa moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. One out. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Krause reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Krause scores. Hunfield moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still strikes out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Metzler moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the mound. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a line drive into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Faber for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. Mostill hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mostill, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Jameson scores. Lind goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 6, White Sox, 6. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jamison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca strikes out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 3 in the game. Grant hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Grant reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Grant moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. 1 out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sewell is called out on strikes. 1 out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Burns reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague pinch runs for George Burns. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague scores. Summa moves to second. It's Indians, 7, White Sox, 7. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field. Barrett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barrett. Summa scores. Fonseca moves to third. It's 8-7, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fonseca scores. It's 9-7, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Grant hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca now playing first base. Ed Montague now playing third base. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. One out. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Johnny Mostill. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Hunfield scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-8, Indians. Buck Redfern pinch runs for Harry McCurdy. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Barrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.